County's Bicentennial Committee presents the Bicentennial Journal, stories celebrating the rich history of Monroe County.
This is my Monroe County story. I'm Dan Combs. I'm a trustee, Perry Township. People constantly say, what is a township? Well, a township is actually a surveying device. Thomas Jefferson gets credit for proposing it, but in the 1785 ordinances of the Northwest Territory, it was determined by the federal government that townships would be the way to determine property boundaries within the Northwest Territories. A township was established as being a 6 mile long by 6 mile wide measurement. Within that township, there would then be 36 square miles, each square mile called a section. Monroe County's townships were laid out mostly in a survey in 1812, which was then completed in 1819. The original survey only went to the 10 o'clock line. The 1819 survey then included the lands to the north of the 10 o'clock line. The 10 o'clock line is located in the northeast part of the county in Yellowwood Forest. It runs from the southeast to the northwest. After this survey was completed in 1819, lands north of the line were allowed to be sold. Land south of the line were sold in 1816. Each township had one section of land, section number 16, that was sold for the public benefit. Section 16 lands were sold in order to fund local schools until development and property taxes could take the place. One of the things confusing about Monroe County and the townships is Seminary Township. The Northwest Ordinances called for a township in each congressional district to be sold exclusively to fund the two state seminaries that were planned. In Monroe County, there's somewhat of an argument. Some maps show the two northernmost mile crossings of Perry Township to be Seminary Township. Others say the entire township was to fund the seminaries. So whichever way it goes, one of the things about Perry Township that is unique is we are directly related to the founding of Indiana University. The lands within Perry Township, at least some of them, were sold to directly fund the purchase and construction of the seminary located at 2nd and Walnut Streets in downtown Bloomington. Other things unique about townships and these surveys are the ways in which they were surveyed. Today, measurements are based on the decimal system, essentially 100 feet, 1/10 of a mile, 1/10 of an acre, things of that nature. In the 1700s and the early 1800s, property lines were measured with chains. Each chain was 66 foot long. Each chain had 100 links, and those links, therefore, were 7.92 inches apiece. When you go back on your abstract or your title insurance for your property, you will see these numbers constantly appearing, chains and links. What this did was, again, create smaller rectangles within the large rectangles of the townships. But there is an error built into the surveying chains of that period. And that was where the two links come together. They would wear and rub against each other and eventually thin out. These chains for the surveyors were 100 links, and they were made of iron. And iron wears pretty quickly with friction. What this means is in the surveys that took hundreds of chains, you started building in incredible discrepancies. This is why in Monroe County and in Perry Township, surveyors come up with different corners for your lots, because these original chains, no one factored in how much the chain would wear.
Tune in next week for part two of this bicentennial story.